My name's Bob Maddock.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, family. I've done this a bunch of times, but it's always the same thing when you get here. My clean date is November 20th, 1989. I'm not a first nighter. I got a head like a rock, and I couldn't get it straight. The main thing is, when I came in here, I came in 1981. I came back in 85 and stayed 3.5 years, and then I went back out, and I've been here ever since 89. The meeting is listen and learn for newcomers. When I got here, I was told to sit down, shut the fuck up, and don't open my mouth because I didn't know nothing. And I did what I was told because I took suggestions in that time. I wanted to stay clean some way, and I couldn't do it on my own. I never, I'll try this, I'll use this, I won't use that, But when I first got here, I had 2 ears and 1 mouth, and I just wanted to use my mouth, and I didn't use my ears, and I didn't listen to hardly anything. I can't remember what I heard in my first meeting, but I know I was there. I can tell you that because some people grabbed me up and took me in, but I was not ready yet. So I came back in, I sat down, I started listening to people, I got a sponsor, I got a home group, I got a, I started praying, I started reading my basic texts, but then again, I was doing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, I was doing a dance, and I didn't want to go any further. I didn't want to do the 4-step. When I came in here in 1989, I was finally whipped. I took a timber-ass whooping to get here, and I never thought I would. And, today I'm blessed. I've had so much go on in my life. In September of last year, I was diagnosed with lymphoma and leukemia, and I'm here. I am 60 years old. I'm an old junkie. But, I got a fresh mind, and I don't forget where I come from. And when you come into rooms, they tell you to take what you want and leave the rest. But if you come in here with a clear mind and be true to yourself and to your higher power, who I choose to call God and whoever you want to call it, and don't run away because there's God in his rooms. It's here to help you. It's not a religious God. It's a spiritual God, so. I learned a lot by listening, and I said, my sponsor made me sit for 5 years before I could open my mouth, and I said, he said, you're still a child in your head, and he tells me not to go up there because I don't have adult supervision, and I'm coming up almost on 19 years, and I still can't go in my head, because the committee in my head, I will listen to, and I will not listen to what I hear in the meetings. I want to take my will back, and I want to run the show. And what's that get me? I can't drive the bus. They tell me to get to the hell to the back of the bus, because I can't do it. And, it took me a long time to get here. And when I see younger people in here, I'm proud. I'm glad because you don't have to go through 40 years of using before you got here. And if you just listen, you will learn and things will get better. Like I said, I got a lot of suggestions. Nobody ever told me that I had to do anything. Anybody that told me that I had to do something, I didn't listen. And that meant school, whatever, police, didn't matter, nobody. My parents. I was going to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it and for how long I wanted to do it. And, it's different now. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad that I'm alive. And I'm glad that I can give it away to keep it. I'm glad I can carry the message to the addict still suffering. Like I say, I listen. And I still listen. I don't question anything anymore. There's no coincidences in my life. I have there's a lot of people in the program that come down with this disease of cancer, and we have lost some. And I keep saying they're younger people, and I keep saying, why am I here, and they're not. And I have to remember, I have to listen, I'm here for a reason. when it's time for me to go, God will, he'll say, let's hit the road and we'll go. And it's not ready. I've been stuck in a house for 5.5 months, and this is the first time yesterday that I had worked any times in 7 months. And I worked here for about 11 hours, and my ass was whooped. But, you know, I'm strong, I wanted to be here, and that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm coming out here to bring a message to you people and tell you that everyone can have whatever they want in this program. You know, if you listen and you learn, and you will learn. You might have a problem at first, you might fight it. You know, if you're not ready, you know, you can go back out and experiment, and then you can come back and tell us that if you know it's not going to be any better when you came in and went back out. I know I haven't heard anybody come in and say, oh, it was wonderful out there. You know, I had a great time, and, you know, I just wanted to come back and see you people. You know, so I don't know how long I had to talk for. Huh? I'll go as long as I can. I'm going to go to 3 o'clock, but, you know. I got 3 minutes? Yeah, you're a very nice person. Service is a big part of my life. I tell you, if you're new, get into service, get a job, work service, because it'll help you, and it'll make things, you know, better for you, and you'll help this program. And it's been around for a long time, and this is the only place that I ever came to, and nobody said, you have to leave. They kept telling me to come back, you know. I say come and stick and stay, you know, because I think, you know, there's nothing on the outside and what we consider normal that I can do. You know, I tried all that. You know, I tried the whole thing, and it did not work for me. When I was introduced to NA, you know, when I first came around, we didn't have a whole lot of meetings, and I went to the Elder Fellowship because that's what we had. Now we have so many meetings, you know, and there's so many different people. You don't have to come in here and say, well, I don't fit in here. I don't wear the same clothes. You know, I'm not the same person. There's nothing like that in here. You know, we're all welcome no matter who we are, where we come from, or anything. And, you know, I think that, you know, this is the place to be because this is where I want to be. And, you know, I've had a great life. And if I was to, you know, die tomorrow, I'd be happy. It would not bother me at all, you know. So, you know, I used to think when would I have, you know, like double digits? I'll never make double digits. You know, because when I came in here, before, people had 1 and 2 years and stuff. We got people with 30 years, 28 years, 25 years. I mean, people that have been here for a long time, their predecessors. And they got a thing coming up. It's called the Dinosaurs, and it's in, I think, Y Mills next weekend or something. It's a meeting where everybody in that meeting has over 25 years. So, I'm about running out. So, I thank you for listening, and thank you for letting me share.
This time I'm going to introduce our second speaker, Joanne S. from Ohio.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm an addict. I'd like to tell you I was a good listener and I had all the facts down to the science, but I was a lunatic, and at times I still feel like I can be a lunatic. Listening is one of those things that I had absolutely no quality in. You know, you tell me I'm self-obsessed and I'm compulsive. How could I listen? I know it all. I know everything. What could you possibly tell me? I had great war stories. I could outdo your war story at any moment. And as far as having anything worthy to say or important or anything about life in general, I had nothing to offer. But I could tell you how to live in the street. I did it well. I survived. I lived. So I had something going on. But when it came to something intelligent, I came in with a four-letter vocabulary, and I couldn't think past 30 seconds. So you wanted me to read a book and change my language and learn 12 steps and live clean. Time was of an essence, and I didn't have a whole lot. I wanted it now, and I wanted it yesterday, and I wanted it on a silver platter. But you all told me to listen, and what I found, and I can talk about now with some time, is through recognition and just watching. I couldn't read. I didn't have the ability. I just couldn't concentrate. I couldn't sit still long enough. But I could sit in a meeting and I could see somebody else doing something, and whatever they said was so profound that I wanted to be that person. It didn't matter whatever it was, whether it be an article of clothing, whether it was it didn't matter. I didn't understand feelings of the heart. I didn't understand empathy. And listening is part of being empathetic. The ability to sit and listen. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what everybody needs. That is part of having a peace of mind and the ability to stay clean and have some longevity in the fellowship that gives you the ability to be empathetic. It definitely helps in sponsoring. It's a wonderful ability not to have to know all the answers, but to sit and be able to give somebody a hug is a part of listening. I have the ability to sit and say, I know. What we share is addiction. That obsessive compulsion behavior that takes me out time and time again to do the things I don't want to do. And what I do is I sit in meetings, I gather what I can gather. I can't graft a new idea on a closed mind. And that was a beginning for me. Something drew me here. Maybe it was the pain of not wanting to go back out. Maybe it was the pain of paying another attorney. Maybe it was the pain of losing a loved one. Whatever it was, I was done. I remember three things the first 30 days. Someone told me I looked like a junkie, and that 33 people in a year will make it out of maybe 40. And the third thing was I ran into a guy I used to shoot dope with, and I thought he was dead, and here he had 3 years in a program, and I was horrified to think that I ran into somebody that was clean, because I truly thought he was really a... When I left from hanging with him, I thought he was the bottom of the scum of the earth. He was the worst thing on earth, and it turned out he survived, and he was doing a hell of a lot better than I was. And he was making something of himself. And he looked good. His face wasn't chalky and pale like mine. He wasn't sitting there trembling and wondering what his next move was. He had life going on, and I thought, you know what, I want what you had. And he didn't say anything to me of any importance. I was there in his presence for 3 minutes maybe. But there was something inside that said, you know what, I wanted what he had. It's amazing recognition by not even having to speak, but a simple hug. Looking in a meeting at somebody and thinking they have it going on and inside all that pain, and then looking over there and going, I understand that pain. And going over and saying, you know, it's going to be all right. Listening didn't come easy, and it sure didn't come quick. It was just one of those little parts of recovery that if I put it together with doing the other things they told me, 90 and 90, go get a sponsor, get a home group, go to meetings, if I incorporated that with listening and quiet, that someday maybe I could figure out how to be a true, productive member of society. I enjoyed listening. I've been listening all morning. And I write. A lot of times, I'm still not a good reader. I have a hard time comprehending. I go to meetings and I write down things because what I listen to doesn't last very long either. So by the time I'm in the car, I'm already forgetting what he said, she said, and that's what I wanted to remember. So what I've learned to do is I jot notes. I write a lot. just little incidentals, things that mean something to me that I can go home with. It's like a 10th step. I started a 10th step probably first day, second day I walked through the door because it was meaningful. I didn't know what powerless was. Are you kidding? I'm back here to four-letter vocabulary. Now you want me to know that I'm powerless, my life's unmanageable, I need to go find a higher power of some sort and come to believe. That's way beyond my ability. I can tell you how to chase down somebody and get your money back, but you want me to be spiritually fit. I wanted all those things that this fellowship had to offer. The biggest thing at times was in sponsorship, and that's another little part, and this is going on maybe a little bit beyond being a newcomer and learning how to listen, was in sponsorship. Sponsors don't know everything, and the best thing I can do is sit and listen. I don't need to have the answers. A lot of times my sponsor wants to give me an answer, and I tell her right off the bat, I don't want an answer. All I need to do is get this out in the open, because I'm sick of my secrets. Just take what I have to tell you and don't give me any advice. I don't need it. I just need to get this off my chest. And in the beginning, I wouldn't say those kinds of things, but I found they work. They work. I don't need any profound answer. I just need to dump. I need somebody to have that same recognition as I do, that I'm in a lot of pain, and that if I don't tell somebody, I'm going to go out there and use. And she understands that. Is a part. Grief is another one. I don't know what to say to somebody sometimes in recovery. I don't have all the answers. And grieving is one of them. And pain. Pain I understand. Certain grief I don't understand. So I don't have to have the answer. It takes away that self-obsession to be all and control all. I do a lot of that with my family. I think I'm the hierarchy in the family, and that I should guide them into this perfect, wonderful life, lack of pain, that they should have all the security, the needs, and everything that they need and want should be met. And what I found out that if I want to control your life and not allow you the ability to think and listen for yourself, what I do is it's a shortcoming to all that. I can teach people how to fish, or I can continue to fish for somebody and they'll never learn how to live. And that's the same with listening. I can say and do anything that I want, and it's a silent form of control. I just can't do that. It doesn't work. I don't have a whole lot to say either, and I really would rather listen today and be reminded of some of the new things that maybe I've forgotten since I've kept coming back. They're always good. They're always good for me to know what it takes to get 30 days, what it takes to get 6 months. I'm never but one away. No matter how long I've been here, I love getting high. It's been one of my favorite things to do all my life. I can make myself salivate at 25 years clean just wanting to get high. I loved being in the streets. I love the action. I love the smell. I loved a pocket full of money. I just downright love getting high. And within a minute, if I don't keep coming back and I don't open my ears and listen and go to meetings and have a sponsor and get a home group, I'll use. I know that. I'm a pig when I get high. I've never done one anything, ever. And never came home when I said I was. And I'm no different. And I understand that. Thanks for letting me share today and welcoming to your committee and welcoming to this convention. I appreciate it. And I'll keep coming back.
Nice way of closing.